good to have you as we continue into this day. Free for all Friday. It's like 4 degrees where I am. I mean, not in this room specifically, but right outside these walls, it's like 4 degrees. Real winter has shown back up. Bit of a bad attitude. I'm told, though, this could be the last big blast of winter. Except the little rat yesterday in Pennsylvania saw his shadow, apparently. That's what they claim. I mean, does he swear to it? Does he get an affidavit? How does that work? Well, the little rat let me down anyway. 6 more weeks of winter, he says. Yeah. All right, back to where we were. I'll pick it up. The youngest governor in America and the first woman to lead the state of Arkansas will be the one giving the rebuttal to the Democrats' State of the Union address next week. Who is that? Oh, listen here. It's bite number 4. Go ahead. Four. Bite 4. No bite 4. All right, then. Well, it is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be giving the rebuttal.
Bite 4 was McCarthy.
That's right. Go with it.
You've heard, but we've got the youngest governor in America, Sarah Sanders. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and the first woman governor in Arkansas, and the very first father-daughter ever to be governor of a state, is going to give our State of the Union response. And we're excited about it, especially what she's been able to achieve so far as governor in Arkansas, so I'm very excited by that. We'll also have Juan Ciscomani giving a response in Spanish as well. As many of you know, Juan's story, immigrating to America, age 11, his father drove the bus in Tucson, Arizona. Just a real true American story as well.
You see what happened there is they're trying to save me from myself, which I appreciate. Sometimes I need saving from myself because it was Kevin McCarthy and not Sarah Huckabee Sanders. He was just talking about her. Anyhow, I'm glad she's doing the response. Listen, she's 40 years old. She's brilliant. She could give a master class on being a press secretary. I don't think that Karine Jean-Pierre could learn it. I don't think she could take the class and pass. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders could certainly give it, you know, and Kayleigh McEnany could do the same, but Sarah Huckabee Sanders might have been the best press secretary of my lifetime. Unflappable. She was under fire every single time she stepped out there, getting shelled. Absolutely shelled. So then she went on to become governor of the state of Arkansas at just 40 years of age. The youngest governor in America at 40. Pretty remarkable career so far. And think about this. Who was the youngest president? Do you know? No, sir, that's wrong. It was not JFK. A lot of you say that. Teddy Roosevelt was the youngest president at the age of 42. The youngest person to be elected president directly was JFK at 43. But at 40, she certainly has a career in front of her, doesn't she? She has a career in front of her, doesn't she? By the time she's 48 years old, she'll have been a two-term governor and ready to take things on. And there's a person who can run things, no question. All right, next little bit of free-for-all Friday content. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, stunned to learn that Hunter Biden is now saying the laptop from hell is actually his. No kidding. And we thought it was all Russian disinformation. Listen.
How could it be Hunter Biden's laptop? Because, you know, 51 former intel officials told us it wasn't. So, I mean, that to me is just like, you've got to be kidding me. So they can say what they want. I think the American people understood. The focus that we'll have on the Judiciary Committee is how big government worked with big tech to keep that information from the American people, starting with those 51 former intel officials who wrote that now famous line that the Hunter Biden laptop story has all the earmarks of a Russian information operation. We knew it wasn't at the time. Now we have confirmation, even from Hunter Biden himself, for goodness sake. So I think that's the key takeaway here.
It has all the earmarks of a leftist media, corporate media disinformation operation. That's what it had from the beginning. Back in October of 2020, prior to the election, where they claimed Joe Biden won with 81 million votes, a guy that can't get 25 people to a rally because, frankly, nobody cares to listen to him babble and drool. Hey, I was just here talking about corn pop. Nobody cares about corn pop pops. I'd wipe the hairs, and then I'd drive a million miles on Amtrak in my 18-wheeler. Yeah, okay, Joey. Lordy.
There's been an accident.
Really, really, Joe? There's been an accident where?
In my pants.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. President.
Whew.
Thankfully, it's Friday. Let's see. Hakeem Jeffries. Hey, this guy is not particularly bright either, I figured out. Listen to this guy. He's not the sharpest axe in the garage, I'll tell you that. Hakeem Jeffries defending socialism, attacking the Republicans for calling out the problems of the leftist ideas. It's Bite 7. Roll it.
The goal of this phony, fake, and fraudulent resolution is just to somehow provide cover for extreme MAGA Republicans to try to undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people. Why do we know this? Because going all the way back to the days of FDR, through Harry Truman, into President Kennedy, through President Johnson, all the way up until President Clinton and President Obama and President Biden, they've called things like Social Security socialism, Medicare socialism. Extreme MAGA Republicans have called public education socialism.
Yeah, because a lot of those things are socialism. Social Security is an insurance plan because we pay into it. But when you just take taxpayer dollars and give them to my neighbors for, say, student loan relief, well, that would be socialism. You're just going to confiscate my property and give it away. That would be socialism. When I pay into Social Security, that is an insurance policy. There is a difference. He doesn't understand it. I do. Back after this.